The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
I'm actually loving something that's going on in your life at the moment.
Which is?
Your renovation.
Oh, God.
It's actually been a constant source of entertainment for me.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The fact that Sunep and I fight all the time?
No, I wouldn't say that. But that's normal. I mean, anyone who's renovating or building goes through that. Although I will say, I am on your side. I'm talking about your bathroom. That's not what I was going to bring up, though. But Zeynep, if you're listening, Dave, you two are arguing about whether you have recesses in your bathroom walls to put your products. 100%, you've got to do that. All right, there you go, mate. I'm looking out for you.
Thanks very much.
I'm standing up for you. But what I'm absolutely loving about your bathroom is your decision. You've got Dave and Zeynep have got a huge window.
Well, let's not go huge, but it's
pretty big.
For the bathroom?
Yeah, in both bathrooms.
Yeah.
No, there's no window coverings on it. B, no, it's clear glass.
Well,
welcome, here's my...
One won't have any window covering.
Both won't.
No, I think the one in the other bathroom will.
To protect your neighbours. Yeah, but that's your guest bathroom.
It was that decision. Do you put that opaque translucent glass in?
No.
No, you don't.
No, you've
then
got
you can't
a lovely
see
view.
So
out
I
there.
Went. I actually went to the next door
neighbour. It's a shame that people looking in don't have a lovely view.
It was hilarious. I went one day. She was there. She's lovely, and I went and got her and said, "Do you want to come and have a look through the house?" And I said, "As you see, we haven't put anything on the window," and she's. Her house is just sitting slightly above us.
Right there.
And I said, look, I hope you're okay with that. We'll close the blinds that we'll put in at some point.
You know what would be hilarious is if all of a sudden she had a little outdoor setting.
Right there.
Right there. And what she said, having a Devonshire tea.
What she said was quite funny too. Oh, we don't really look in that direction. I'm thinking,
they do
are
now.
You serious?
Well, at least that's not your bathroom.
Yeah.
It'd be fine if it was Zeynep's, but honestly, mate,
What do you reckon? Because I think most people do put a little bit of translucent on their glass, but
our windows, we've got louvers in our bathroom. Yeah, they're definitely translucent. But I mean, we look straight onto someone's veranda next door. I mean, they'd be having a weekend barbecue and just going, oh my God, she hasn't been to the gym lately. Yeah, but I'm loving that you are just out and proud.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to be driving up your street, looking out, wondering if he's in the shower. The Dave Noonan Show
with Al Platt. We were talking earlier this morning about Andrew Gaff. He clobbered Andrew Brayshaw. He's actually friends with the family, and I was playing golf with him a few days before, but he left hook, and he's just hit him on the chin, and he's broken his jaw and knocked teeth out, and looks like he'll be suspended probably tonight for 6-7 weeks, something like that. It's the end of his season.
Yes.
And it's quite possible he'll be leaving the West Coast Eagles at the end of the year because he's a free agent. So the question is, should he be charged? Should criminal charges be laid? There's been a lot of calls for that to happen. And we asked people what they thought. G'day, Rob. What do you reckon? Should he be charged?
Mate, I don't understand why the fact that you put on a guernsey and cross a line of chalk changes the assault rule. The fact we didn't do it yesterday... You've heard for years, Dad thrashed me. I never hurt me any. What happened yesterday has no bearing. The fact is, the guy's breached the criminal code, and the fact that he's on a football field when he did it, well, he's a public image, and he should be displaying.
Now, I was using the term "king hit" someone, and rightly so, said no, coward's punch, and that's the terminology now, and I reckon that changes the context of it a lot. No worries. Thanks, Rob. G'day, Paul. What do you reckon?
Yeah, probably. Depends on the circumstances. But just on that point, charging, I don't remember that Wish Wilson from Burnie was charged hitting a King Hit in North Hobart back in the 80s or 90s.
It's going right.
Yeah, so it has happened. I know there have been examples where it has happened. It's happened in country footy as well. So it's just a matter of whether the AFL will be a part of seeing criminal charges laid for that. So.
Well, I think when the body and bones and that, you know, the facial structure in the head, you've got to be careful there.
Absolutely.
That could have gone a lot worse.
The whole thing was, though, I don't think he intended to hit him in the face.
No, it was a good half-fast, quick punch.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, mate, take it easy.
What do you reckon?
Well, he's never been suspended before. No, I definitely don't think criminal charges should be laid on him. I mean, I think there's no question that it wasn't a fully malicious, you know, stand up and coward punch him from behind or anything like that. It was just sort of a lash out. I don't think it was ever intended to hit him in the face. Yes, obviously it's done some serious damage and we need to get that out of the game. There's no room for it in any sporting context.
I've seen things on a footy field that they are totally malicious and they are 100% coward punches. And
that
and
wasn't. The Dave Noonan Show with Our Plan.
Angry Birds. With Jackie Lambie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Christy Johnson, Mayor of Glenorchy.
Good morning.
And star of stage and screen, Alison
Clough. No, thank you. Good morning. That's not true.
I can't wait to see you in We Will Rock You. I'm going next week. It's the only musical I'll ever go to. That's another story. On where the CSIRO is on Castro Esplanade, there's been a proposal by tourism bodies to have a whole new development because they're talking about moving the CSIRO over to Macquarie Point. One of the parts of it is going to be, well, what they would like to see is a riverside pool, a beautiful cold water pool, not a hot water pool. Do you reckon that makes any sense whatsoever, Christy Johnson? And would anyone ever swim in it?
No sense to me whatsoever. I won't be dipping my little tootsies in that pool at all.
Well, you don't swim.
I don't swim. I don't do water. I do shower, obviously, but
I don't do water.
I'm a land baby. Oh, so okay. The idea of getting a gear off and hopping into a cold pool, no, thank you very much. No, not for me.
They're comparing it with the Icebergs Club and the pools at Bondi. Do you think there's a slight difference there?
Oh, the little difference, I think. It's a little chillier down here in the middle of winter. Like, I can't see. Because I know there are people who go ocean swimming in the middle of winter, and good on to them, but I don't think there's the numbers to do that.
How about a nudist segment down there where you get to a certain point along Salamanca and suddenly you strip off and you're in?
Again, I'm not going to.
What do you think, Lambo?
Well, Dave, now you mentioned the nudist thing. Here I was at the Writers' Festival in Byron Bay on Saturday, decided I had a 6-hour gap on the Saturday, and went for a walk along the beach. Oh, my goodness. Now, if you want to bring nudists down there, please be my guest. I have never seen so many nude men on one beach than what I've seen at Byron. It buggered my whole day up. My whole panels were buggered, I reckon. So, I think it's a little bit too cold down here. I think we could really, I'm not so sure about it. So, just think they could do much better. That's a beautiful spot down there, and we really, if they're going to remove the CSIRO out of that, you need to use it constructively.
I just can't help thinking that on a Saturday and Friday night, people are just going to be coming over from Salamanca when they've had a skinful.
You can imagine what's in the water.
Al?
Well, they manage that in other states. Like you said, Icebergs, South Bank in Brisbane, they manage that. So I actually think it's a great idea.
Would many people use it in the middle of winter?
Not as many as summer, but I believe that people would still use it in the middle of winter. I mean, what's the alternative? A roller skating rink. You look at the artist impressions, it looks magnificent. Don't they look stunning?
Yeah.
Now, imagine sitting there. What's the alternative? Look what we've got now. Like you said earlier, we can't even use it. We can't even walk along that side along the river. I absolutely love it. Bring it on. I will love sitting
the
there
idea of it,
and watching the mad people don their togs and get it. I'll be like,
budgie smugglers on.
Well done, buddy.
Budgie smugglers would have to be compulsory, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Then I'll be going down.
How about this? Why don't we heat the pool?
Yeah, 100% solar heating. I'm all for that.
Then it'd be chockers 24/7.
Yes,
thank you very much, Angry Birds. We will talk to you again next week. The Dave Noonan Show with Our Plan. Feels like every day there's a new idea for Hobart. Mm-hmm. And the latest one is for what's going to happen on the CSIRO site. You know where you go along Castro Esplanade? So you're coming along from Salamanca and you go around Castro Esplanade. And there's all those buildings there, CSIRO. They're talking about moving them to Macquarie Point. And when that gets developed, if that ever happens.
Well, not actually moving those buildings.
Yeah, they're going to move those buildings. They're going to put them on a truck.
That's a big truck.
I know.
Floated across the
river.
They're
going to put it on a barge. Just take them around.
Easy.
See? Or just leave them on the barge. Why even dot them?
Floating CSIRO.
Oh, now
kind of makes sense.
Jeez, you've got some ideas.
Thank you.
I love that. Mm. One of the ideas that's come up is for that to be more public space if they move it. And some genii have got together and they've said, why don't we have Riverside pool there. Something we can swim in 365 days a year, open, free, ready to go.
Did you say pool?
I said pool.
Oh.
And one of the men behind it is the CEO of Tourist Industry Council Tasmania, Luke Martin. Good morning, Luke.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Do you really see yourself midwinter?
Very impressed by Al's embrace of the pool concept.
What was that? Yeah, I do. I love it.
Yeah, a bit disappointed by Christie's reaction, I must admit. I thought the mayor of Glenorchy had a bit more heart. She'd be first to jump into a pool, like that, I would have thought.
She's not a water baby, she said. She's a land lover. But even I think she could just sit and watch all of the crazy people in the middle of winter.
Be honest, in the water. Would you ever, in the middle of the winter, go down and swim in a riverside pool there?
No, but I would thoroughly enjoy sitting there having a nice, latte or a nice Tassie beer, watching a couple of idiots who do think that's a good thing to do in the middle of winter. And iconic Cobart, it's a whole notion that we would be the place that, has a pool, probably the most spectacular setting in the world for a public swimming pool, and summer it would be gangbusters. My kids would love it, everyone's kids would love it. In
absolutely.
Winter, it would be the diehard.
No, but you know who will use it in winter? And here you go, Dave, you hadn't thought of this one. This is going to be the best public recovery pool in the whole of the world because
when we get an AFL side.
We've already got tons and tons of AFL sides. So I know for a fact that a lot of the girls, the footy players, they will go and have a walk in the Derwent.
Yes.
In winter. For recovery, it is the best recovery. There you go. Well done, Luke.
There you go. Yes. Thank you, Al. You are the patron of all ideas.
I would love to.
But how likely is this to happen? I mean, how likely is it to happen that the CSIR is going to move? Because everything in Hobart takes so long to happen.
But that's why, I guess our approach to this is, the industry has been frustrated, fair to say, by that part of the waterfront for, generation. We look at PW1 and we sort of see tumbleweed, roll down the street, for 50 weeks of the year when Taste isn't on and Dark Mofo's winter feast. And then obviously IMAS, which, lovely building, great, but, it basically sits there as a bit of a, sore thumb for most of the year in terms of people using it and accessing it in waterfront. So when we see an opportunity, which Australian government said that they might then be open to the idea of moving Sara over to Mac Point, it's the absolute win-win because it activates Mac Point and obviously it potentially gets a great outcome for us on this side as well. So let's just do it.
Yes, the artist impressions look amazing. They do.
God, I hate artist impressions.
I love
Nothing
them.
Ever looks like it.
Rubbish. Yes, it does.
You can do an artist impression of me. Look like Brad Pitt. Okay.
Come on, mate.
How likely is it that anything's going to happen at Macquarie Point in the next 10 years? Because nothing's happening.
Look, glass half full, glass half empty. I guess, as we see, this is a win-win, right? So Mac Point needs a catalyst, an anchor tenant, and the Antarctic precinct seems to make an absolute lot of sense with the Syro moving over. Now, if they do that, then obviously it opens up a site that for us is a lot more appealing because of the waterfront. So, again, this is the kind of, hopefully, strategic thinking we can kind of have and get a bit of energy. And the main reason we've done this today and put the pictures out, which I agree look phenomenal, and when you see the rest of the video we'll have later this afternoon released.
Yes.
People talking about it. Yeah, we'll get everyone very excited and talking, and that's the whole idea.
Are you in the video?
I'm very much on board. I am super positive about this.
Are you in the video in a pair of budgie smugglers?
No.
Shame.
We'll do that for the sequel if it gets leaked. I tell you what, I've said that when the cable car at Cradle Mountain gets in, I'm going to be doing a skinny dip at Dove Lake, so could possibly be winter swim at the pool, at the Castrate Esplanade pool.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? All of a sudden, there's a new approach. The CEO of Tourism Industry Council there in his budgie saying, now look at this magnificence.
See you, Luke Martin.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
That's the catch-up. Hope everyone enjoyed it.
I hope they absolutely loved it.
And what do they get for listening to the catch-up?
Super-duper bonus question for the Hobart Cash Quiz. Dave Noonan, have you got one?
Now, the question is this. What is the bay called between Howden and Margate?
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.